Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Does anybody else feel like there's this just bizarre, I don't know, like four snowstorms in the span of one day yesterday in Bismarck, as an example. 18 degrees here last night, just not all about the weather. There's some good news. Rain is coming statewide. It looks like later this week, as I understand, our weather wizard, the chief meteorologist for What's On Your Mind, of the What's On Your Mind family of radio stations. But, you know, it's a bizarre world to me right now. And I'm looking at the Attorney General of the United States saying they're going to investigate Minneapolis policing. Yeah. What does that exactly mean? Well, of course, it means what they want it to mean. It means there's a lot of Derek Chauvins out there, and we're going to dig into this. That's what it means. And you know, again, this guy was guilty before he started from everybody, and now they're all taking a victory lap and spiking the football. And you know what? 99.9% of every interaction, this is Scott math, but I'm assuming this has got to be pretty close to true. 99.9% of interactions with law enforcement officers are designed for one thing. We're investigating something, we see something that's not right, and they do not end like the incident with Derek Chauvin and George Floyd ended, okay? They don't. And here we are with the 0.1% and Barack Obama saying, you know what? We got to transform policing. Well, you tried for 8 years to transform America. You're still trying, Barack Obama. Why don't you go give speeches for $500,000 each and have some rubber chicken at those dinners and then go back to your family? I don't need you transforming police. I don't need Joe Biden's attorney general investigating Minneapolis policing. Guess what? Have you heard of the 10th Amendment? That's not your job to investigate Minneapolis policing and probing Minneapolis policing. As if the city council hasn't screwed that up enough. I just feel like I'm living in bizarro world. Guys, I'm sorry. It just feels like bizarro world. I don't even get it. I don't. And I will say for the umpteenth time, George Floyd did not deserve to die. Kevin from Mississippi and I had a conversation about this. Kev, you were there, as I recall, way back in the park.
Yep.
In Island Park, and I think it was the protest of the week by people who claim to be Black Lives Matter representatives and sometimes are and sometimes are not. I can't figure them out. But everybody rushes to a camera to try and get their moment in the sun or a microphone, and we're as guilty as anybody. We'll talk to them. Yeah, okay, what'd you think? Is this okay? Is that okay? Are you okay? Can I get you something? A cup of coffee?
Mm-hmm.
I want to prove to you I'm not racist. Rather than just say, you know what, can we just be children of God, made in the likeness and image of God? That's who we all are, folks. Stop seeing color. Stop seeing an agenda. If we did that, we would just awaken to what's going on around us. And I would argue it's a lot of spiritual warfare in one sense, and that could mean something to people of faith and something completely different to other people who might not have a faith walk. I am, so I see history riddled with this kind of stuff where, you know, you're pitting one against the other. And I hope there is a release valve at some point to all of that very soon. And you know what? Thankfully for Minneapolis, the death of George Floyd, as it pertains to the jury verdict of Derek Chauvin, didn't prompt more senseless violence. That's a good thing. Sadly, the only reason that didn't trigger again, so CNN could say, behind me is a peaceful protest. Hey, dude, a building's on fire behind you. How do you call that a peaceful protest, you yahoo?
By the way, once sentencing comes, take another peek and see what happens.
Well, I don't know how sentencing couldn't be everything but the kitchen sink thrown at this guy because he's guilty on all three.
But that's now, the point. If the sentence is seen as too light, too lenient, we're really gonna be outraged.
We'll give you half a life in jail. That's what we'll do. Oh, I'm going to riot. I'm going to break stuff. I'm going to steal air compressors from auto parts stores. That'll make me feel better. This is just insane. You know, do you notice how calm Derek Chauvin was yesterday? I think when he said guilty, 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 he's like, okay, we'll be back. We'll appeal this. You know, Derek Chauvin's not perfect by any stretch. There are reports that he has numerous of these kind of encounters. I don't think a officer involved. Anytime an officer is involved and somebody dies, whether that's of natural causes or not. And by the way, you often hear about somebody dying, and you don't often, when I say often, you often hear about these incidents in which someone dies in the custody of law enforcement. You rarely hear the outcome after the fact when there's an autopsy, for instance. Derek Chauvin did not die from asphyxiation. Derek Chauvin did not die. He didn't die, actually. He's in jail. George Floyd did not die from Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck. Okay? That was proven by an autopsy. A court didn't care about that. A court saw the knee on the neck for 12 minutes and said he's guilty. Now, we're going to have a guest on at 9:30 today by the name of John Hinderacher, president of the Center of the American Experiment. John is a wicked smart lawyer. He runs an awesome think tank down there. You hear him regularly on this program. He was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And he said something very profound and very true. There was no possible way Derek Chauvin was going to get a fair trial in Minneapolis, period, end of statement. They should have just said, let's skip the jury, let's skip the trial, the guy is guilty. That's what they should have done. Without question, that's what they should have done. Because it was obvious before it started. Judge said, nope, don't need to move it on to Minneapolis. Judge said, oh, you know what, take Friday off, go home, be with your families. And they leave the courthouse and they see a fortress. They see walls with barbed wire rings on top of it. What do you think they're thinking? The Minneapolis Star Tribune yesterday published profiles of each of them. Not like one guy is slightly bald and wears glasses and a blue T-shirt every now and then and he lives in Minneapolis. No. You know, X amount of kids, married, single, full profiles. That if you live near any of these people, work with these people, you know exactly who they were. Now, if you're that juror, Kevin, if you're that juror, Todd, what are you going to do? Do you want to be responsible?
Move.
Do you want to be the one person that's going to say, you know, I have some reasonable doubt here. I have some reasonable doubt.
Arizona or something like that, I think.
Can you put Fox up right now? Ben Carson, the former HUD secretary, a profound thinker, is on Fox News Channel and talking about this push for police reform after the verdict.
Seem like the norm that requires, you know, a dissection of the police department in Minneapolis seems a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
But I think it plays to a narrative that there's systemic racism, and therefore we need to be on the forefront of eliminating it.
Could I interrupt you there, though, sir, let me have you listen to...
Shush it, Dana Perino. Just shush it and let the guy talk. He's brilliant.
Let's listen here.
What's the quote? Biden.
It was a murder in full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off for the whole world to see the systemic racism the vice president just referred to. The systemic racism is a stain on our nation's soul.
What?
A chain.
The knee on the neck of justice for black Americans.
He's reading
Today's
well.
Verdict is a step forward. Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father, back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Let's see what Ben says about
reasonable
that.
People can see things differently on this. In terms of his perspective, how do you react to that? And basically, they want to move forward. They said to the Floyd family yesterday that more reforms are coming, and they could be, but Congress is going to have to try to pass those.
Well, do we need some reforms? Absolutely. There are things that can be done, and we can do those much better if we work together rather than trying to demonize the system based on occurrences that are quite infrequent. And there are things that the police could use, for instance, that are non-lethal, that are very effective in immobilizing people. We need to move forward on those kinds of things. But, you know, the president, I think, could probably do much better by saying, we have a system in place. It works, as you've seen by the verdict that was done here. Do we need to make improvements? Yes, and let's work together to do that. It seems to me that would be much more presidential.
Wow, is he amazing, isn't he? Not only does it seem that way, Dr. Carson, it is that way. And I think what Joe Biden did is right out of Barack Obama's playbook. If I had a son, he'd look like Trayvon Martin. They're after me, too. We saw a murder in the full light of day, says the President of the United States.
Wow.
When the imbecile could have just read the autopsy report.
He is so woke, and he's such a pandering, you know, you see his eyes moving as he was reading? Again, he has nothing to do with anything. He doesn't do a thing. He doesn't think a thing.
You've heard what Kevin and I and Todd think about all this. President Biden, what do you think about it? I want to give you a chance to do that. One minute only. Let's do a little radio graffiti on this. Just give me your take on the Chauvin verdict. 800-228-0550 now.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I feel better now because Cody strolled in here and I gave him a little snack, so he wants to stay here now. Cody is Alicia's dog. Alicia's our traffic manager.
Our office pups, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we got to bring our dog to work. They had a brown line.
Oh, every day.
It's every day.
Every day is bring your dog to work. Dog,
oh,
of course.
Man. Cody wants nothing to do with you, by the way, unless you have a treat.
By the way, Justin is trying to get him now, and he knows Dustin's trying to get him, so he's like playing like herd the cat time here.
Yeah, he's avoiding.
And you know why he's in
invasive.
Here?
Invasive.
I bribed him with a snack. And so he's smart enough dog to come on in here. Dustin Moore is having to be the operations manager extraordinaire that he is and say, hey, dude, you're not supposed to be in here. He's got a show to do. But see, Cody, he calmed me all down.
Yeah.
Cody he calmed me right down.
Is that your emotional support dog?
It was, yeah. It's actually, we should put a little service dog wrap around him and say he's Scott's service dog because he's so darn cute. I should have brought Finn today. A day like today, you know how I get, right? Pick the wrong day to stop sniffing glue. All this stuff going on.
You know that, I guess.
Exactly right. MyPillow, one of our fine sponsors today, as always on the program. And if you like this show, if you want the show to continue on 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO, KLTC, you like what we do on social media, you're fired up about frankspeech.com and like what we're doing there with Teddy Talk, there's one way to make sure it continues. And that's for you to go to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials, and find bargains on everything. Pillows and towels and sheets and dog beds and mattress toppers and slippers and moccasins and sleepwear. Incredible. Just use the promo code SCOTT, and that goes into our bucket, and they go, wow, Scott's got a lot of listeners, and wow, do they love MyPillow products. MyPillow gift cards are a great way to do that and give those for gifts. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. All right, one minute only. Your reaction, your verdict on the jury and their verdict on what's on your mind. Larry and Mandan, you got a minute? Go!
Yeah, since we've so-called found justice for George Floyd, maybe they need to go find justice for all those business owners and that were just had their businesses destroyed, and arrest everybody that lit them a fire, busted a window or whatever, and try them. That's only fair. They want justice, have justice all the way around. Thank you.
That is very, very well said, Larry. You're absolutely right. Maybe the Minnesota Twins would consider putting a justice for small business on their outfield fence. Not a bad idea. Because, again, we're going to talk with Drew Wrigley later today. Drew is a former U.S. attorney, a former DA and assistant district attorney in Philadelphia. He's prosecuted bad guys his whole life. And he's now a former U.S. attorney because the Biden administration doesn't exactly like people in law and order that actually focus on the worst of the worst crime. They're more about, being Big Al the criminal pal on most occasions. That's sort of how the Justice Department under Joe Biden will be wired. That's why they cleared out Trump's district attorneys, U.S. attorneys. But Drew is going to join us on the Teddy Talk today, and we're going to talk about just that. I mean, people that go up to Senator Cramer's office with Senator Hovind's office, I guess, with an axe, right? And people that throw bricks off buildings, what did we do about it? And I believe we did more about it here than per capita any other U.S. attorney district in the entire United States. So it's a very good point. 1 minute and 1 minute only. An anonymous caller, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Outrage, there aren't enough words to describe. The world has gone crazy. But on the positive side, the fact that the city of Minneapolis awarded $27 million before the verdict, won't that help in the appeals? Isn't that one of the things that may help in the appeals?
Yes, of course, because they passed judgment, which could influence the jury, right?
And not only that, but what the president said, all of those things influence people, and they can't say that the jury didn't hear any of that. They don't know that. And it's so outrageous that I just can't believe that this sentence, that this man can be sentenced to life in prison for doing his job. And yes, it was over the top, but I even thought of workers' comp. I mean, that's what happened to this police officer is a risk. He's risking himself on the job. They gave him no room for anything, and he didn't. It used to be that if you didn't obey orders of a police officer, you're automatically in the wrong.
I don't know if that was ever a rule. It seems to be basic common sense to me. I don't know if that was in the law, but I mean that's sort of a duh, isn't it? I mean, if you don't follow the instructions, if I see Nancy Pelosi sucking in her mask one more time on TV, I'm going to lose my mind. I don't care. I'm so sick of this. She's outside, and they all got masks on like a bunch of sheeple. You're outside.
Those are the kind of people that drive with masks on, walk alone with nobody around them with masks on.
And it has nothing to do about her health. She's been vaccinated. She's the elite. Right? She can't infect anybody else. It's all optics for these people. It's all optics.
As a woman, I am so embarrassed by Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and Kamala Harris.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. How can you be embarrassed by Maxine Waters? Listen to the common sense from this woman.
I would like to see the bill in Congress pass on police reform, but I know that the right wing, the racists, are opposed to it, and I don't know what's going to happen to it, but I know this. We've got to stay in the street. We've got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational. We've got to make sure that they know that we need
business.
Stay on the street.
Yeah. More confrontational.
Where's the common sense? They tried to impeach President Trump for doing less than this.
Yeah. You couldn't be more right. You got common sense up the wazoo. Will you call us again and share your great wisdom? Please call again.
Yes, and keep it up, Scott. You're doing good.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Go to Tioga. They do a lot of things good in Tioga. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say congratulations to George Floyd for being sober for over a year.
Now, that's kind of me. Ooh. You realize.
Yeah, sorry, wow. But what's happening to Derek Chauvin is also not right. But
well,
George Floyd, what's that?
I said that's really a separate thing. My mom always said you don't speak ill of anybody who's died, number one. Number two, George Floyd didn't deserve to die. I think George Floyd
deserved to die.
No, I know, but I think that's sort of that can kind of be assigned to us on the right. Well, you just think because he's black that they made all these mistakes. I don't think that. I think I wish the guy would have not been addicted to drugs. I wish he had ingested fentanyl, and I wish he would have had the common sense to follow instructions, and he'd be alive.
Get in the car and go deal with it later.
And how that isn't a factor in what happened, because I think George Floyd would be where he is today, with or without Derek Chauvin's knee on his neck. And that's what nobody here has seen. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead and finish.
Also, karma. The guy held a gun to a pregnant woman's belly while his three buddies beat her and then robbed her.
That was Floyd, you mean?
Yep.
I'd forgotten that story. Chris, hang on. We'll finish on the other side. Right, Ron and Ryan, you too.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd last year, the president of the United States.
Nothing can ever bring their brother, their father back. But this can be a giant step forward in the march toward justice in America.
Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, Alveda King, on Fox News agrees with the commander-in-chief.
I believe here in America, with race relations, we are moving forward. I think the verdict was appropriate in some ways, but I was so disturbed when I watched with all of America as to what happened to George Floyd. It would have been unpardonable not to do something as far as those actions of Derek Chauvin.
We are USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo Hotline, ready for your calls 24-7. No waiting. No waiting when you call there. You just call, leave your message, we get it. Simple, 855-200-1776. Oasis Petroleum, the folks that know all about turning into a storm. The storm is the oil and gas industry right now, under attack nonstop. You know what else is under attack nonstop? FrankSpeech.com. Just got an email from one of the techno wizards there. He says, influencers, I wish they'd stop calling us that.
That's what the word is, though.
It's the standard term.
That's the term. But what do you say? What's going on?
There are issues again with loading content to the site due to an attack last night that we are still recovering from.
Wow.
Please be patient. We will send out a communication when the issues are resolved. Brandon House from Worldview Weekend. You guys ever watch that? Very, very fascinating.
No.
Anyway,
well,
Brandon is going to join us next hour. He said the attacks are all foreign. You can't even believe it.
Wow.
And guess what? Absolute Interference launched yesterday, which is the sequel to Absolute Proof. I want anybody within the sound of my voice who think that the last two most important elections in America were done above board, and while there might have been a little this here and a little that there, you know, that basically it all came out in the wash, and we just need to, you know, get the system better and investigate all this stuff and find out what happened, and in a couple of years we'll know. I want you to watch my interview with General Thomas McInerney, which is up right now at frankspeech.com. You can't watch General Thomas McInerney?
No, it's only the audio.
No, the video's up there, too. I think you're thinking about the very long one, the hour and 10-minute one?
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, that was the Absolute Proof Talk Radio Exposé. That was about the first movie.
Oh, okay.
All right, there's a video, a 30-minute video, a Teddy Talk. And, Kevin, if you'd find that, I know that right now things aren't like they're going to be on Frank's Speech, but I'm told that's up because I'm getting emails and texts about it. We had it on our social media as well. Watch General Thomas McInerney. 30 minutes is all I ask. If you do it begrudgingly and say, I don't really want to do this, but I will, honor system, you text me and say, I want a free pillow, because I it's sort of like a satisfaction guaranteed thing. If you get to the end of that 30 minutes, you say, this is a bunch of poppycock hogwash, ridiculous, I wasted a half hour of my day, and you text me, I'll make sure you get a free pillow. I think you will find it different. I did. And a very good explanation of everything you need to know, whether you watch Absolute Interference, the sequel, or not. And the bottom line is this. We have endured already the biggest cyber warfare attack in the history of the United States of America on two elections, November 3rd and January 5th. Donald Trump won, and the two Perdue and Loeffler candidates, the two Senate candidates, won as well by about 100,000 votes each. The foreign interference is the reason they didn't win on the books. That's not something I can just say and make it come true. It is going to take a lot of court action, a lot of legal work to prove what I'm saying, but I believe they're going to do it. If you think that's crazy, I get it. That's fine. No problem. Watch the whistleblowers. Watch the subject matter experts. Decide for yourself. All right? And I know you can find it. I saw General McInerney with my own eyes on the Scott Hammond page and the What's on Your Mind page on What's on Your Mind. I'm getting texts and emails from all around the country, so I assume they're seeing it on frankspeech.com too, but Kevin's checking that out so we can tell you where to find it. Right now, we're going to do two things. We're going to bring in John Hinderrocker, president of the Center of the American Experiment, who, like last night at Laura Ingram on Fox News Channel, did some wicked smart analysis of this trial. John is an attorney himself, longtime political activist in the cities, Powerline Blog, one of my great resources for a decade plus. That might even be two decades now. How long ago did you start Powerline, John?
Yeah, it's two decades. We started it in, May of 2002. So actually, it's 19 years next month.
Well, we should have a big 20-year celebration because that is a great resource. It is a great resource. And it's really the first blog I remember paying attention to regularly, like bookmark blog. You know, it was before blogs were as prevalent as they are now. And John now leads up the Center of the American Experiment, which is a think tank that does things like, say, support our police. I know, really crazy stuff like that. And so we appreciate him being here to do some more analysis. I have a number of calls. I've asked them to give their verdict on the verdict as well. We'll continue to weave them in here as well, and I'll start with one of those, John, and get your take on it. And that'll be Tony in Dickinson. Tony, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. My understanding is that you're disappointed with the outcome of the trial. And my question is, why? Because I feel like if somebody should be held responsible, and if the officer isn't held responsible for his death, well, then who should be held responsible?
Well, I'll ask that question to John. What is the process for holding a officer responsible? What kind of things within the police department?
Let me answer that question directly. I mean, one possibility is that the drug dealer who sold George Floyd the overdose of fentanyl could be held responsible. He was a witness in the case. He was with Floyd. He was in the car with Floyd, the guy who sold him the fentanyl. And he was called as a witness, and he took the Fifth Amendment because, you know, he's afraid he's going to be prosecuted under Minnesota law for causing Floyd's death by selling him that drug overdose. You know, one of the fundamental issues in this case was what killed George Floyd. And everybody looks at the video and they say, oh, my gosh, you know, look at those police officers kneeling on Floyd. And it's disconcerting to say the least, because, you know, Floyd dies on that video. And that's why it was so powerful. And we're not used to seeing people die. But the video can't tell you why. And that's really, a key question.
Tony?
Yeah, I understand. Yes, I just wanted to say I understand it, and I guess I can't blame the guy who pled the fifth because he's afraid of going to jail. Okay, so I understand that, but at the same time, he was fine until the incident, and also the
He wasn't fine. He was out of his mind on drugs. If you've seen the body cam videos from the officers,
physically, he was physically.
Well, I know that he was physically well, either.
He was alive until he died. He had 11 nanograms per milliliter of fentanyl, which is an unbelievably powerful drug, in his blood. Now, normally 3 to 5 nanograms are considered a fatal overdose. So, you know, of course we're all alive until we die, you know, but that doesn't answer the question of what killed us.
Let me ask you this, Tony. Were you aware that he was saying, I cannot breathe, well before he was saying it when Derek Chauvin was over him, back when he was standing up while they were trying to get him in the car? Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Well, you're not to blame for that, because most people aren't, because they only saw the 9-minute clip that these vigilante journalists on the side of the sidewalk wanted you to see, and the prosecutor, Keith Ellison, didn't want you to see it either, because he made sure that was, what do they call it, when they suppress that part of the evidence, John? For the lion's share of the time when this was brought up, we only saw the 9 minutes. We didn't see the whole body cam till week or months later, right?
Well, the body cam, you know, the officer's body cam video, some of it, not all of it, some of it actually was leaked, I assume, by somebody in law enforcement. So I saw it a long time ago, but I mean, the tiny fraction of the number who saw the 9 minutes, the last 9 minutes, saw the preceding 20 minutes, and you really have to see the whole thing to understand what happened.
I'm disappointed for this, Tony. I don't think the guy got a fair trial. And I don't think there was, John, correct me if I'm wrong, you and I talked last night, there was no way he was going to get a fair trial. This was over before it began, and that disappoints me. It really does. Tony, I appreciate your call, and I also appreciate the fact that you aren't afraid to challenge something you don't agree with and share your views. So thank you for calling us today on the program. But was it possible, John, for him to get a fair trial at all?
Man, it's hard to see how that could happen. I mean, everybody from the president to the governor to the mayor, you know, to the press, to all kinds of institutions, major corporations, you know, they were all proclaiming him guilty. You know, Governor Tim Walz called him a murderer a long time ago, you know. And the day after this incident, the mayor of Minneapolis wanted to know, why are these police officers still walking around? They should be under arrest, you know. This is before, and a guy from the BCA who testified at the trial actually talked about this. He said, well, normally what happens is, if there's a crime or a possible crime, we'll investigate it. And when we're done investigating it, we will submit our report, and the relevant authorities will then decide whether or not to bring charges based in part on our report. Actually, that didn't happen here. What happened here was that we had barely begun the investigation, and these police officers got arrested. And so the prosecution and the investigation were proceeding simultaneously. And the investigation actually, you know, was wrapped up only very recently. So, you know, was there any way that Chauvin could get a fair trial? You look at the throngs of people, not just in Minneapolis, but all across the country, you know, who were turning out last night to celebrate the verdict. You can only imagine what would have happened if the jury had gone the other way, you know.
They were waiting.
It's hard to see how he could get a fair trial.
Aberdeen, South Dakota. Next question or comment for John Hinderrocker. Go ahead, Ryan.
Well, let me preface this. First of all, Scott and John, hello. I just wanted to say I don't necessarily think that Chauvin did nothing wrong. But my concern is it's hard for me to understand how it is possible that he was charged with and convicted of manslaughter and third-degree murder and second-degree murder all for one death.
All right, how's that work, John? You're the attorney here.
Well, you could be convicted of multiple, you know, on multiple counts, and you'll be sentenced on the most serious count of which you were convicted. And here that would be second degree murder. What struck me, though, is in this trial how little attention ever got paid to the elements of these offenses. There's very specific, you know, relatively specific requirements that have to be met under Minnesota law to qualify under each of these three separate offenses, and hardly any attention got paid to that. So our caller says, well, I'm not sure Chauvin did nothing wrong. Well, I agree with that. I think there was a lot of testimony in this trial indicating that the best practice would have been for Chauvin and the other officers, once Floyd stopped screaming and yelling and fighting on the ground, unless he was quiet, to get off him and roll him over. That would be the best practice and the best interpretation of Minneapolis Police Department use of force guidelines, which are very broad.
I would also say this. Derek Chauvin, according to numerous reports, had a number of incidents of excessive force in his personnel file. They weren't brought into the trial because he didn't testify. But that makes you a little suspicious of a guy being a little overzealous. But that's up to Minneapolis police, and he was still on the street. More
it's time.
On.
Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons today. The folks that can do some good in this post-COVID era to make sure whatever bug is in the air, whatever viruses are in the air, you're doing everything in your power to make sure the air is clean. You talk to scientists about this, and they'll tell you the most important thing to prevent coronavirus outbreak in your home or your business is air circulation. That's the most important thing. It's one of the reasons cruise ships were never as bad as they thought, and there's not been a lot of outbreaks on planes because of the air circulation, much more so than the mask. And H.A. Thompson & Sons has a device that, by the way, the state of North Dakota purchases and puts in long-term care facilities. That's how good it is. And the bars and restaurants that have put it in have, like, zero cases, contact tracing back to those restaurants. It's not an expensive unit. It's put into your same as your furnace, so it's just an addition or an add-on to your furnace. Go to hatandsons.com and find out more about that. Back with John Hinderacher at the Center of the American Experiment. I forget where we landed in the break, but the caller had some points. Anything you want to respond to that before we go to the next one, John?
Let me finish the thought that I was talking about before the break, Scott, and that is that there was a lot of evidence that once George Floyd stopped screaming and kicking and fighting the officers when he was on the ground there on the street, once he was quiet, that best practice would have been to get off him, stop kneeling on him, and roll him over. And a number of witnesses testified, including the chief of police in Minneapolis, testified that that's what a reasonable police officer would have done. I can buy that, okay? I think the jury had heard a lot of evidence that that would have been the best practice. That's what a reasonable police officer should have done. But there's a huge difference between that and finding a guy guilty of murder. And the Minnesota statutes lay out the requirements that a jury has to find for all these different offenses. And it's a relatively high threshold, you know. I mean, for example, for manslaughter, which is the least of the three, they had to find that Derek Chauvin consciously took a chance of causing death or great bodily harm to George Floyd. Well, what was the evidence that he consciously took that chance? There really wasn't any. And so, you know, I mean, I think the difference between, you know, following the best practice as a police officer, which I think Chauvin probably didn't do, but on the other hand, did he commit murder? I mean, that's a totally different question. And that fundamental difference, I think, was obscured throughout the trial.
And I think that's what is fair game, for lack of a better term, for a reasonable conversation on this. That we ought not be seen as conservatives who think Chauvin's lily white and perfect and George Floyd deserved to die. I don't think we as conservatives have that in our heart. I don't think we analyze it that way. Some people might get a little bravado in how they say that. But, you know, we both can be right in this case to say the guy wasn't perfect, but he doesn't deserve murder. George Floyd wasn't perfect, but he didn't deserve to die. Do you agree with that, John?
I certainly do. I certainly do, Scott. Look, this is a tragic situation. Fentanyl addiction is tragic. Opioid addiction. I mean, this is a plague, you know, in Minnesota and other states. And, you know, the Floyd's death is obviously tragic for him and his friends and his family. But what's happened to Derek Chauvin is tragic as well. And, you know, the other thing I would say, Scott, is that all the people who were howling for Derek Chauvin to go to prison, they all talked about this as a racial issue. You know, that's the constant theme. And this, of course, is why all these thousands of people all across the country are out celebrating in the streets because Chauvin got convicted. I don't know of any evidence at all that this is a racial issue.
A couple of the calls I want to get to quickly, but quick answers on these if you could, John. What business does Merrick Garland, the U.S. Attorney General right now, announcing today a investigation of policing practices in Minnesota. What business did Bill Barr saying, no, this guy can't plead to a lesser charge? I don't get it. You know, isn't there a 10th Amendment anymore?
Well, I don't get Bill Barr being involved whatsoever. These are state charges. But this idea of the Justice Department now coming in to investigate Minneapolis, this happens all the time. Whenever there's one of these incidents, you remember in Missouri, what was it? Was it what was the town in Missouri where what
Ferguson? Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Yep.
Yeah. So the Justice Department came in. They basically took over the Ferguson Police Department and demanded a whole bunch of changes in various procedures, even though they acknowledged that the police officer there, Darren Wilson, I think was his name, acted in self-defense. you know, there was nothing wrong with what the officer did. Nevertheless, DOJ comes in and takes over your police department. This has happened in a number of departments around the country.
Let's go to Mike traveling I-94 today, listening to What's on Your Mind. Mike, your comment quickly, please.
Yeah, I'm just a truck driver. I'm not a lawyer. But my take on this is, he asked the question, why wasn't the fentanyl dealer charged? Well, that would have destroyed the whole legal narrative against Chauvin, and it would have brought the more appropriate charge of possibly involuntary manslaughter. I'm sure when he went to work that day, he didn't wake up and say, I'm going to kill somebody. Due to the circumstances of the drugs and what he ingested and his behavior that was involved, that was also a circumstance. And there were some mistakes made on how he was handled. But I think, in my opinion, the proper charge would have been involuntary manslaughter. Back to the fentanyl dealer, they cut him a deal, made him a witness. How many more people on the streets of Minneapolis is going to die under the drugs he's selling?
Well, I'd say the truck driver wisdom and that of John Hinderacher and his team at the Center of the American Experiment are aligned. That's called common sense, I think, in a lot of this. So appreciate the call very much. Quick plug for the Center of the American Experiment, the folks that stand with law enforcement and tell us to support police. Sadly, we have to be reminded of it. Where do we find out more about all the good work you're doing, John?
AmericanExperiment.org. That's the place to go every day for fresh news and commentary.
Fresh news and commentary, you'll love it. AmericanExperiment.org. Bookmark it today. God bless you, John. Thanks. More coming up.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, Fargo Moorhead, you can stop paying rents right now. People's Home Equity Mortgage can help you get into a new home. So what are you waiting for?
You may be surprised at how much you can afford, and it might be less than you are paying in rent. Contact me, Joel Fisher, NMLS number 1552467 at 701-204-6214 at 701-204-6214, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com. People's Home Equity, where great people deserve great advice.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.